And welcome to the Judith Conrad Radio Program, and this is the Good News Program. We don't want to hear no stinking bad news. We want to just hear the good news. Well, we've got some good news happening right here. When I get ready to do the radio program, I always start getting inspiration from wherever, such as Facebook. Here are a couple of the quotes that I found on Facebook. Julianne Harris says, "Such a happy, happy girl." Now, I don't know where that came from, but don't you love to hear things like that? Such a happy, happy person. I want you to own that. I am such a happy person. Well, we've got many things to be thankful for. Corinne McElroy says, let's write down 10 things to be thankful for. And some people said, I mentioned that to someone. They said, well, I don't know, you know. But if you know, the more excited you get, the better it is. And there's such energy today. This is 11-22-11. Three master numbers right in a row. Now, last week, I talked about 11-11-11, and I'm going to repeat some of this. Well, on the 22nd, I had a couple people at one of my networking groups say, well, 22nd was not such a good day. President Kennedy didn't like it because that was the day he was assassinated in 1963. Well, I bet every one of you who are old enough will remember where you were when you got the news that our president had been assassinated. So what I'm saying here is the 22nd was a bad day for that. However, one of the people who said it won $560 today at the meeting. How about that? I think that was a good news for her. And I think she'll change her tune about the 22nd being negative. But, you know, what do I know? I can't be responsible for changing people's minds. Well, I don't know about you, but like I said, the energy has been so strong. This morning when I awakened, I think I had 1,000 angels, and they were downloading all of this material. I just had to chuckle because all the information coming through. Well, I think that's getting ready for a circle that I'm getting ready to create. It's called In the Creation Zone. Now, when you're in the zone, that means you are so connected to Source, so connected to God or to your higher power or to your angels or to your guide. It could be Gabriel. It could be Archangel Michael. It could be Jesus. There are so many ascended masters. I love the ascended masters, especially since I spent quite a bit of time in Mount Shasta. The ascended masters are those who were on the planet, and then they ascended with their body. Well, that's pretty cool. My guest today is going to be Max Fabre, which is Marianne with an attitude. That's why she called herself Max. And she's with Online Wellness Association. We'll be talking about wellness. Before we do that, however, I want to set the tone of different things that I was downloaded with. Okay. So first of all, what I am, I'm an intuitive coach, I'm a spiritual coach, and a radio broadcast coach, and I love doing what I do. I'm really moving back into my coaching. So I help you to set unrealistic goals. Now, up to this time, it's been pretty much, let's do realistic goals and ones that are attainable, you know, the SMART goals. Let's throw that thing out the window. And I also help give you the tools to achieve them, and many of these I give on the radio. And one of my quotes that I found on the Facebook was, don't think outside the box. Think that there is no box, which means that, of course, when you look at having no perimeters, nothing to hold you in, it can be good, it can be bad. Sometimes I think there needs to be boundaries. And once you have the boundaries, then let's get unrealistic about what we can achieve. What's coming up on Thanksgiving? And happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to everyone. Mercury is going retrograde. Oh, yeah. That's that Mercury going retrograde thing again, which it seems like it's going backwards. It isn't. It's just that Mercury is retrograde. That's a term in astrology. And that will be November the 24th. It goes direct on January the 7th. This is the longest one I've ever experienced. It's in Sagittarius. So with Sagittarius, it's about being the visionary, and it is also about what is it you're really here to teach. And I always say, let's redo, recheck, revamp. So looking at, and also Mercury being details, let's look about your travel plans, look at your shopping lists, look up at backing up your computer, confirming appointments, triple checking sometimes, and all those other pre-Mercury retrograde things to get us ready. It means that we have the opportunity to synthesize everything in our life, deepening in meditation. I'd say let's have more meditation, more meditation, more meditation. It's about pulling it all together within the deeper mind and the high heart. It's a lot right there to stop and think about. Meditating to pull it all together and letting spirit download you with information. I ask that you then, once things are coming in, that you write it down. It's about creation, and that's why spirit is giving me this idea about, it's all about creation. If we could pretend that we were God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word that we say, our intention, and the feeling that goes with it, and the Word was with God. In other words, God is fulfilling everything, and it's creation because we are as God. It's kind of scary for some. I don't know, like to think that I'm God because that sometimes sounds egotistic. However, when I become God unto myself, I can imagine that I have this connection that is a direct God on speed dial. I love God on speed dial. I'd like to have that for my title of my book. So I'd like to have us just connect with spirit, connect with all that is, connect with God, whoever your higher power is. And I say that imagine and pretend that you're in the zone, that you're in a bubble. So I want you to imagine that the bubble, you're right in the middle of the bubble. There's space on the right, on the left, above and below, in front of you and behind you. And you're suspended in the exact center of that bubble. In that space, you are, this is just one of the ways that one of the exercises I do. I mean, you can use anything, and you don't have to do this, but I just like this particular one. And I'm going to fill this bubble with unconditional love. Now, I wonder what color that would be for you. I'm seeing a rosy quartz, pink rosy quartz. You may want to fill it with white light. In other words, you're in this bubble, and it's all around you, above you, below you, to the right, to the left, in front of you, behind you. And I'm filling it with unconditional love. In other words, I am being filled with unconditional love. Let's bring in something you'd like to create. Remember, this is a creation bubble. Would you like to create a new career? Would you like to create peace? I think I'm going to bring in peace that passeth all understanding. I'm bringing in peace. All of a sudden, I've got a light baby blue. That my peace looks like baby blue. Wonder what color you're bringing in. Peace. When I'm at peace, everything gets created. There's no worry. This is a space of peace that passeth all understanding. I'm just going to leave this bubble around us for the rest of the program. At the end, it will be dissipated, and you'll be finished with it. Or you can recreate it. A bubble. This is a creation bubble. Above, below, to the right, to the left, in front, and behind, and all around you is this wonderful bubble. Ooh, let's expand it, shall we? Let's expand it to about 8 feet all around you. How's that feel? Some people get a little spacey when that happens. How about taking it out to about 10 feet? Above, below, to the right, to the left, and all around you. And this is a creation bubble. I put peace in there, but you can put anything. If you want to create a new relationship, ooh, that would be nice. Some people would like to create more money, abundance. I had one person who filled the whole thing with $50 bills. Then she got tired of the $50 bills, so she put $100 bills in there. Ben Franklin had a lot of stuff going on in there. See, this is a bubble that is in your imaginal realm, and it is connected to source, to spirit, to God. Because I say it is. Cool, huh? So I'd love to hear how you feel like this, and you might want to call in and say, I don't know about that one. Or, yeah, that felt really, really good. This is the Good News program, remember? And if it's causing chaos in any way, shape, or form, that means you're ready to move to the next level. Yeah, you're moving to the next level because you say so. And there's clarity all around you when chaos happens. It feels like you're going into a place of non-clarity. Actually, what's happening is all of the other, the non-clarity will be outside, and inside of the bubble will be all the clarity. So visualize what you feel like you'd like to create in that creation bubble. Unconditional love and peace, abundance, and anything else. All right, so because today is the 22nd of November of the year 2011, the 22 is recognized for its special significance in many metaphysical and scientific systems. Whenever you're hearing this, it is appropriate for you to be hearing this, and you probably just needed this little boost. And this is the ultimate mastery, 22 between 11-11. 11-11 means illumination, and 22 means, for me, means mastery. It's the ultimate mastery of needing nothing because you have it all. Knowing nothing because knowledge is a moot subject. We just don't, I mean, you can hear it, but it just doesn't mean anything because that inner knowledge is beyond anything we could know on the earthly plane. And what you're doing then is taking that, I don't know, unearthly knowledge or whatever it is, I would say wisdom, you're bringing it to the physical plane. You know, because we can have this etheric and woo-woo stuff coming in, but, you know, I like to make it practical. So how do you feel about that bubble? Is this something that makes you feel good, make you dizzy? A good day to feel like that because we're on the 11-22-11. The other day on Friday, 11-11-11, there was an opening, especially at 11-11 in the morning, 11-11 in the evening, a portal opened to the diamond, to the energies of 2012. And, of course, the booga booga went about 2012, we're going to die and all that stuff. No, no, we're just changing. And this is an opening which is staying open throughout 2012. You can continue to focus on anything that you would like to create. You're setting out a path that is aligning you with your soul's intention. Because we came here on this planet at this time to utilize all of our soul purpose, to remember why we came here. Yes, 11 means illumination, and when you're vibrating at that 11 and with that 22 in between, 11, 22, 11, and whenever you think of these numbers, just notice 11, 11, and just stop for just a second and remember to reaffirm your purpose for being here. If you're not sure what your destiny or your path is, let's call it forth at this time. You can say an invocation saying, I'm ready to know my purpose as it can only come through me. I mean, I'm the puzzle piece for something, and that's not egotistic. It's just we each have a puzzle piece, and it may not be like being the president of the United States. It could be so insignificant as to be the best mom in the whole wide world. That's a great purpose. And what we're doing, anytime you see 11-11, morning or evening, you just stop just a brief moment. Remember this started happening before the harmonic convergence in 1987? Well, now it's even more powerful. Let's just say, I'm ready. Especially when you're in that bubble, which, of course, is you're being protected. And it's putting it out to the universe. So if you experience chaos, that means that you're getting ready to take a quantum leap into something bigger, something that you intend. I don't know, some place you decide you're going to do this. And now here comes my favorite part. It's called intuitive insights. I have pulled this morning when I was in my meditation, I always pull four cards prior to doing my radio program. These cards were so good, I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe how good they are. So let's go with these. Now, what I like to do is have you think of a question or something, just anything, a thought. So let's say, give me information about, and you can, so just take a second. Give me information about something that you'd like to know about, something that, of course, it's coming through you. You'll get the aha, not me. I may have some insights. I've written down something. But there will be more that will come through you. Give me information about, see me. Let me do mine, too. I always participate in this. Of course, I wrote them, but I will just arbitrarily pick a number. Give me information about my creation circles. Oh, I said twice. I said plural. Whoa, I like that. Maybe I'll have some where people are here in person, and then I'll have some on the teleconference, so or Skype. All right, so give me information about, this is mine, about my circles, my creation, in the creation zone circles, where people will be bringing their ideas to be created, either marketing or creating a new business or whatever it is. It's intuitive development is what it is. We're going to go to the intuitive realm to be able to bring information through. All right, so pick a number from 1 to 4. I'm going to think of a number. I say 3 for me. And my guest is going to hold up number of fingers, which one she's going to pick, and we'll ask her. Oh, she's going to pick number 4. Okay, I pick 3, and my guest, Max Fabre, is going to pick number 4. So you can pick either one of those, or 1, or 2, or 3, or 4. I like to play this game. It's so fun. Pick a number. Ready? You got your question? Your thought? Give me information about. Okay, number 1, all of those folks who pick number 1, it's the Sun card of the Major Arcana. Go for it. Of course, all of them for us. They're all for us. However, in specificity, I'm going to get number 3, Max is getting number 4, and you're going to get number whatever you pick. The Sun says, go for it. The Sun is radiating warm and loving energy. You know how the Sun is. Maybe it can take away our rain. This is about right relationships that are here for you. Now, these relationships can be business relationships. It can be love relationships. The right people are being contacted by the angels, by the guides, tapping them on the shoulder and say, hello, you need to call Miss such and such a person. You need to set up an appointment. Or whatever it is, the right people are being contacted and everyone is moving forward to make sure you accomplish all of your unrealistic goals. See, I got that in there again, unrealistic goals. So everything is moving forward to be able to accomplish everything that you've set out to do. The Sun card says go for it. And you know how powerful the Sun card is. That's a very masculine energy that's aggressively moving you forward. That's number 1. How does that apply to you? And you may say, well, okay, I think it applies this way. If you say that, it does. All right, number 2, the 2 of Swords, which is peace, that comes from being mentally balanced. The angels, of course, are right here providing the support. Have you ever known to have a whole room full of angels? Well, Max brought a whole bunch in. And Jan Revelle, who was just here, who does angel guidance, she brought a whole bunch in. I tried to get them all out, but they all wanted to stay. Hello. Well, you know, we all have angels. And they're there to guard us, to advise us, and move us forward. So this is peace that comes from being mentally balanced. And your inner peace is reflected outwardly. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go blah, blah, blah. I'm at peace, and stand in the corner and do that. No. It's something that is inside that is, you can't put your finger on it. But I have this all day. I've been feeling this energy. There's nothing to do except to accept that you have peace. That's number 2. Number 3, this is mine. The 6 of Swords is science. That's that analytical part that it's like the resume card that says, let's pull it all together. And because I have this enthusiasm, this inner, it's hard to explain, this inner something going on, this inner peace, all the mental and intellectual factors seem to line up. I have, there are six swords coming together in the center. There's a cross, and in the center of the cross is this rose, and the rose is opening. So the cross can be symbolic of your spirituality or your religion. It's like there's an energy in the center of these six swords coming together. Can you visualize that? It's like everything's coming together because I've declared it. The power of the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. It's with you. You're God. You're saying this is it. All right, number four. The three of discs works. Give it the works. There's a pyramid in the center of this, and it's a three-sided pyramid. And the top of the pyramid is opening up, and there's an illumination inside. You talk about 11, 11, 11. There's an illumination inside of that that is opening to new opportunities for you. And it's saying, give it the works. In other words, well, the sun card said, go for it. So there's an inner illumination. Remember, this whole thing is about the same thing, isn't it? We're being illumined. And this and discs, of course, are on the physical plane to get ready. Do you feel this getting ready for something that's big that's coming in? One person said, yeah, I bet it's going to be all the earthquakes. Well, that's not the good news for me. And if there are earthquakes, that's just something that needs to clear the cascades or whatever. It's clearing. Out of that can come something else. You're getting ready to blast off with new creations and new inspirations. Wow, that's pretty powerful. And another thing about this particular card, at the end of each of the corners of the pyramid, there are three wheels, one on each corner. And when we get three of the different parts of these, it will start turning and there'll be a blast off. Because we've been kind of stuck in this old paradigm, haven't we? And I don't think I can say often enough that the old business plan that you've written is just isn't going to cut it. Let's redo our resume. And here we are in the middle of Mercury retrograde. It's asking us to redo everything so that it reflects the higher vibration of what wants to happen here on the planet. And you, if you're listening to this program, you're one of them. You're one of the people, one of the light workers who's being called forth to do this work and to do what you came here to do. Now, you may be an accountant. That's fine. And you're going to be the best accountant you could ever be. You're probably going to be attracting more clients who are lighter, who are more inspiring, that are going to make it super easy instead of having to receive shoeboxes full of receipts. They're going to come walking in with everything on a spreadsheet. It's going to make your life so much easier because of what's going on here. Because you're lighter, everyone else becomes lighter. It's just kind of the law of physics. People gravitate towards like energy. Will I be attracted to someone who is of low energy? Maybe if I'm told that I'm to coach that person, I will be accepting of that because they've been given to me by spirit, that I can help them in some way. A few things to think about, huh? And are you ready? I know you're ready. You just, one person said, I just don't know where to go. Well, just say, I'm ready. I'm ready to do my life work, my soul purpose, and it will be given to you. It's all about creation and being in the circle, being in the zone, in the circle zone, I guess you would call it. All right. Well, we've completed this first part of the program. We're going to take a break and come back with Max Fabre, and we're going to see what she got out of the reading, what she got out of all of the stuff that I've given. And then we're going to go on to what her work is. We'll be right back.
timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Well, welcome back. This is Judith Conrad, the Good News Radio program here. And you can check out my website, judithconradradio.com. And also eugeneintuitive.com, both of these websites, and soon they will all be under one capstone. So I'm going to be bringing in now Max Fabre with Online Wellness Association. Welcome, Max.
Hey, Judith. So good to be here.
I know.
At last.
At last, finally. We got you on the airwaves. All right. So, Max, before we have you introduce yourself formally, I'd like to just have a rundown. What is it that during this time when I bring through this information, what did you get out of this? And you picked number three, or four, number four.
Pick number four. Well, you know, what I really appreciate you talking about was the opening of the portal to the dynamic energies, because people are very confused and they're disoriented.
Yes.
As to what all the changes are that are going on, or even the changes are going on. So,
yes.
And usually when that portal opens, you know, we don't really have a choice. We're going to go up. Our vibrations are going to get stronger.
Right. Absolutely. And sometimes chaos has to come in or break down before that breakthrough comes in.
Well, exactly, because people try to hold on to what's familiar to them.
Yes.
You know, and going to that next level is pretty scary, and they want to take all this stuff with them when they don't really need it.
It's like when you leave the planet, you leave everything behind. And, of course, you're taking your gifts and talents with you as you're going to the next level. It's almost like a death thing, isn't it?
There is definitely loss involved.
Yes.
You know, but that's what it is to grow.
I know. Hang on. I want to hang on to all this old stuff. It was so comfortable being miserable and victim stuff.
Well, it was also good to remind people that they need to meditate.
Yes.
That's so incredibly important. And, you know, doing that really does help them put everything together that's happening.
And that's what we'll be doing in the Creation Zone classes that I'm going to start.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's evolving, and it's about creating your life where life is so easy. Because you've let go of all, you know, I would say all of the old stuff, maybe not all of it, but it's creating in this imaginal realm where, you know, once you've created it there and you get the feeling with it, it's kind of like your intention circles, then what one and the secret one, but you got to feel it. It's like there's an energy about it, and it's hard to describe until you felt it. And that's what I want to create. It was where people get to feel it, taste it, touch it. that where it actually is, and of course the whole circle will support the other person till the next week.
Oh, that's a great idea. So you're going to do it once a week?
Once a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where you're going to do it yet?
Not yet. There will be 10 people in the class, and I'm probably going to be personally inviting the 10 people. So if you'd like to be invited, let me know.
I don't know that I can make another obligation for one for every week.
I know.
But I am so pleased to hear that you're doing it,
yes.
And I think it's going to be great.
Yes, I'm feeling it. Yes, I've been lonesome for... In other words, this is something for all of you. There's a yearning and a longing for that which you are here to do.
Yes, you know, and when you try to suppress that to be part of the masses,
I know.
You know what? It breaks down the whole chain of humanity.
It does.
Because we are all connected. We all have our purpose. And so if we're afraid or for whatever reason, we're not living our purpose, it breaks the chain.
It does.
And the chain becomes very weak.
Right. And you used the word chain and I used puzzle piece. And the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. What is your purpose here, Max, on the planet?
Yeah. But I see my purpose as a guide.
Very good.
I'm very good at identifying the soul of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hesitate mentioning to them that they're not living their purpose.
identifying. What was that again? I'm writing this down.
Well, identify the soul of people.
Okay. And you're a counselor. You counsel people in different arenas and areas. Would you like to explain a little bit more of that before we go into that number four, what that meant to you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't start out to be a counselor.
Okay.
You know, I was asked to do this by God.
I love it.
And you know, people may sort of shrink from that idea, but I was very happy being a qualitative researcher.
Really?
But he evidently had a lot of people that needed some direction.
Okay.
And so he reminded me of what my purpose was when I came here. And also promised that that all my needs would be met while I was doing his work. And so that's my truth. It's from my heart. And so usually my clients are whoever comes through the door.
Yes.
Because I have never been in the phone book.
Really?
No. And I've done very little advertising for my counseling practice. It's usually when I have a new associate come aboard, I'll advertise for them, but I don't see a need to do that.
Great.
Yeah.
When we're doing people will just come.
People come.
And that's why I guess I put it out there for the 10 people that you'll know whether you're called to do this.
Right.
And I will ask certain people that I'm told to ask.
And you'll know who it is you're supposed to ask.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Right. All right. Number four. You picked number four. And that's number four was the three of discs, give it the works.
And it's to stay connected to that inner illumination on the physical plane,
mm-hmm.
To blast off with new creations and inspirations.
Right.
And I'm a creator. I mean, I love creating.
I know.
I have a whole drawer full of ideas, creations,
right,
still to come.
Yes.
But as you know, my latest creation is Online Wellness Association.
Yes.
And that's all about branding wellness practitioners as real. They're safe people to deal with. Now, what is a wellness practitioner? You're a wellness practitioner.
Thank you.
In my practice, I have a deep sense of the need for both Western and Eastern ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have always integrated those. The problem comes from who's real and who's not. And so that's where the idea of Online Wellness Association comes. My whole business plan is about putting a seal of approval on people's websites to say, this person is real. How would anybody ever go about verifying that you are real, Judith.
Unless their own intuition would say, and sometimes we get duped by folks who, you know, come in saying that they have this degree and that degree, and when you really check it out, they have none of that, and they just are there, and they lead people astray.
Right. You know, I mean, degrees are degrees, and letters behind your names are letters behind your names. That's it.
Yeah.
I was just reading an article yesterday that in Illinois, they are just talking about passing a law that doctors have to have background checks. Now, until lately, I just assumed that wellness practitioners, particularly wellness practitioners that put their hands on other people, have background checks. I have found that that's not true, which really clarifies with me why I came up with this idea.
And it's like its time has come. And I remember about 20 years ago when I first started this, that they were going, my teacher was going to have something like this happen, and it never went anyplace.
Something like online wellness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only it wasn't going to be online. It was, you know, because there are a lot of people, you know, that just say, okay, I'm a psychic. You come and sit down with me, and I'm going to read your palm and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and they're not, I mean, they're not legitimate, or they may be okay, you know, but I don't know. I am with you. I'd like to have people more qualified.
Well, you know, sad as it is, and I really hate to talk about the negative things that happen in the world.
Yes.
But the reality is that bad people live among us. And, you know, we recently had a national crisis of somebody very well known that just punched our bubble about, you know, what is good and what is bad.
Sports people.
Exactly, in the sports area. And it confused people so much that people with loving, kind hearts that are very intellectual were getting confused about what is important in life. Are sports more important than children?
Right.
How can that be? You know, so we know that bad is among us. And those bad have learned how to infect our internet world.
Yes, they have.
And once they get on there, it's even harder to say, are they real or are they not? So that's the whole idea of Online Wellness Association.
And the application that you would fill out has references, and they are checked. And I know that they're checked because I know that some of the people I put on there have been called.
And that's actually the most, we do background checks, which, you know, believe it or not, people are hesitant to join because they don't feel they need to have a background check because, quote, when I got my credentials, I had a background check. Or in 1987, when I was hired by this company, I had a background check. And so people are hesitant to have background checks. I scratch my head on that one.
Yeah.
But the most important thing we do are those reference checks because that's going to really tell us who this person is.
Right.
One of the questions we ask the references are, would you send your family member to this person?
Uh-huh.
And I remember and still chuckle about it. This one guy hesitated for the longest time, and I said, why are you hesitating? And he said, well, because he's a chiropractor, and so am I.
Yeah, right.
So,
Yeah. So when you see on the seal, OWA, on someone's website, you know that they've been checked, triple-checked, four times checked, and because of you, all of the references. And you run another kind of a background with the police department, or what is that?
We have a third party that does our background checks.
Okay.
And because I never see the background checks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, you aren't disqualified because you're a felon. That would disqualify about 90% of addiction counselors.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about that. I don't understand.
the best addiction counselors in the field for, you know, our first line of recovery are people that were addicts themselves. And most addicts commit felonies.
Okay.
And so when they are in their recovery, one of the best professions for them to go in is helping other recovering people get out of that hole that they're in. And, you know, I do addiction counseling. I'm an advanced certification for addiction. The only thing I've ever been addicted to is life.
I like that, yeah.
And, you know, so I really depend on these other counselors that have, let's call it, been in the trenches mm-hmm. themselves to help me with guiding the recovering person out of the darkness that they're in.
Very good, very good. I'm learning things here. See, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just a whole new field of having the background checks and the felonies that, of course, you know, a lot of the drug addicts, because they want that fix and they don't have the money, of course, they will commit crimes then.
What we don't want on the internet is we don't want sexual predators.
Oh, that's right.
We don't want identity theft. We don't want computer crimes. You know, that's what we don't want on the internet. And the sexual predators got it right away, particularly when the kids started going on the computer as part of their social life.
Right.
The predators picked that up right away. They migrated to the internet and became teenagers that would lure children, particularly teens, to the local mall to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, so the children's crimes are pretty well documented. What we don't hear a lot about, and what really spurred me again on to do this, are the clients that would come into my office that met people on dating sites.
Yeah.
And they were predators. You know, I would hear terrible things from my clients, having all their money taken away from them, having them sexually assaulted. I mean, the adult crimes are not reported because of how they happen. And so the victim is in shame and doesn't want to report the crimes. Every week we document a new crime that we find of somebody that has been arrested because of an internet crime. And some of them are pretty horrible. I wouldn't even want to repeat them. But what's happening is that predators are disguising themselves as like psychologists. And they'll use somebody else's picture. We had one case that we put in our newsletter, and I believe it's on our website also, of a predator that found this stock picture of this really handsome guy. And then he puts himself on professional directories and on dating sites as a psychologist that is, as a bonus, a single dad. And that's one case that I really wouldn't want to go into the crimes that he committed, because they are pretty incredibly horrible. The problem comes from, number one, the police finding where the perpetrator is. You have to find out what his IPS is and track him by that back to his computer. And then which state would have jurisdiction over convicting him?
Right.
Is it the state that he's broadcasting from at the moment, or is it the state that the victim is in? And this particular case that I'm talking about, he had victims in 6 different states.
Wow. So the trust factor is right here with this. You know, that's why OWA, having the CEO of OWA on your website, says that this person has been checked, double-checked, and that they are legitimate.
And that's a lot of responsibility for any company.
It is.
And that's one of the reasons that the professional directories that are up now don't do background checks, because they don't want the responsibility.
Uh-huh. Now, if there's anyone out there who would like to call in with any questions.
We love calls.
Yeah, we love calls. You can do Skype. There are about 20 lines that you can use. Or if you're listening on judithconradradio.com, you can, you know, there are many numbers there, and they're toll-free. One is toll-free. Go ahead and give us a shout. We'd love to talk with you. You heard me, Barbara. Call. And so anyone else who would like to call in, we would dearly love that. I asked a couple people to do it, but, you know, you never know. Sometimes people are shy. And maybe you can tell me which one of the numbers you picked for the Intuitive Insights. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So what else, Max?
Well, you know, this whole growing world of the internet is just really exciting. And, you know, I'm a 20th century gal.
Yeah.
And here I am in a 21st century business.
Yes.
You know, and one of the ways that this got started was because in my private practice, I do long distance counseling.
Right. On Skype.
I do it on Skype now. When I originally started 7 years ago, it was mostly emails.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And phone calls.
Right.
To the clients. But now with Skype, that's allowed it to even go further. So I have clients in Australia and England, Alaska, about 8 states here in the U.S. So it really broadens.
It does.
The ability to do counseling. And, you know, the research that's coming out, even when I was just doing email, at first they thought email wasn't going to be a good way to do counseling. But then the research showed that people talk more when they write.
Really?
So particularly men will write more than they'll tell you.
Huh. Duh.
Yeah.
Go figure that one. I taught a tarot class one time just on email.
How did that go?
Went well, because each person had their own tarot cards, and one person was in Dubai, and the other person was in Buenos Aires.
Wow.
And we got someone from Springfield. Danae. Oh, Danae. All right. Let's talk to Danae.
Hey, Judith.
Hi, Danae.
Hey, Judith. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Miss Winner.
All righty. I just want to tell you ladies I'm listening in and I'm liking the show and everything that you've had to say. I'm just like, interesting. Very good.
Very good. Well, pretty quick, we'd like to have you on.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm calling. Didn't you ask me to do that one of these times?
I will. Again.
All right. That sounds great. You ladies are doing a great thing. And Barbara, that's a wonderful thing that you're doing for everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Thanks, Danae. All right. So anyone else who would like to call in, we are certainly available. Max Fabre is a online wellness association counselor, owner, president. What is it?
I'm the CEO.
You're the CEO. I'm sorry. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I think after you put X amount of dollars in, you get to say CEO.
Right. Yeah. A title. Yeah.
And, you know, something that people ask me all the time is, well, you know, why would you have like a massage therapist on? A massage therapist can't do anything over the computer. But in actuality, they can. They can establish themselves as an expert in what they do.
Really?
In addition to giving them visibility online by being in our professional directory, you know, we can help them put articles up. We can blog about them. So they get an opportunity to tell the world what they know about massage therapy.
Now, I'm just going to throw in, I'm devil's advocate here, or angel advocate. Angel advocate, yeah. That you said that you don't do much advertising. So is this not a form of advertising?
No, I didn't do much advertising with my private practice.
Okay, your private practice.
Now, with OWA, whenever we do any advertising, we always bring our members in with us.
Okay.
We're getting ready to run a big campaign that will really be just focused on the new members coming aboard.
Okay.
And educating the public on what that seal is all about.
Okay, and the seal is for OWA, Online Wellness Association.
And it's an immediate visual that that person is safe and legitimate. Like the good housekeeping seal of approval. Remember when we were youngins, we wouldn't buy anything that didn't have that seal on
That's
it.
That's right.
But it took 10 years for that seal to become legitimate.
That's right. That's right. All right. Anything you would like to, else you'd like to say to our audience out here?
Well, do we have a lot of time?
We have about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about this box that you were talking about.
Yes, okay, go for it.
Yeah, because I was just talking about the box with some with one of my mentees. And, you know, the box is there.
Okay.
And the problem is that when people start out in that box, it starts filling up with all of the garbage that they start encountering as they go through their adult years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point it's real important to say, you know, this isn't working. Because all that garbage is really lessons that you haven't identified yet. They're patterns in your life. And if you can identify the pattern, you can break out of that box and you don't need it anymore. You can just kick it out of sight. Then the box isn't there anymore.
So I think we're moving now towards a place where it's instantaneous. And this is just my opinion, of course, where, and I just had a client, and she said, you know, she was working with some youngins, and they created this lake, and in there were barracuda, because, you know, middle school kids. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, now I want you to throw all your concerns in here, and just, you think about them, just throw them in there. The barracuda are going to chop them up, chop them up, chop them up. And she said, some of those, you know, they're what, six, they're 15, 13, 14. They were just so excited that all their stuff had been chomped up by these this barracuda, that, and they had a special barracuda. And then they closed up the lake, and their problems were kind of, had been taken care of on some level. And I think we're moving to a place where, and I'm just going to talk about Danae just a second here. We've got 2 minutes left. I had a session with her, and she just pulled so much negativity out of my feet. I mean, I couldn't get over it.
Does she do a reflexology?
No, she does just Reiki, but she does it with a kick. With a kick.
Right.
And yet, when I walked out of there, I was like, whoa. So much stuff was gone, and it's just all part of the evolvement that I'm experiencing of emerging as the coach, you know, as whatever I'm emerging, what I'm being called to do, that it felt like a whole lifetime had been lifted.
I really encourage your listeners to go to Reiki, a real Reiki person.
And she is, absolutely.
And you will know, listener will know, when you go to a real Reiki person, you've had an experience. Just as Judith has.
I know. I'm going to take my husband. You know, he's kind of conservative, so I'm getting him ready.
Yeah.
Well, we're just at the end of the program here.
This was wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. And so the next couple of days, I'll be playing a tape, and I'm actually on Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to have this tape played again.
Wow.
So just so you can let your friends know that you'll be on Thanksgiving, because we're grateful for everything.
I'm grateful for you, Judith. I am so grateful for you and Kirk being in my life.
Thank you.
I thank you for allowing me to be there.
You bet. You betcha, as they say in Minnesota. All right. I'm just going to, you know, complete. I just wish all the best for you. And if you would like to email me with any comments, I'd love to have the comments. You can email at judith@judithconradradio.com. That's judithconradradio.com. The archive will be up very soon as my wonderful folks here at BBS Radio get it to me. I'll put it up on my website. It's also on BBS Radio. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.